Well, on October 1, Peter, we dispatched 8 long-term observers. They're getting settled in now around the country. And as of the middle of November, probably the 14th or 15th, we will have a larger team of about 40 short-term observers who will be there through the election period on the 17th. Well, actually, the short-term observers will be about a week earlier. My co-leader, former president of Zambia, Rupia Banda, and I will be arriving on the 14th.
Before you arrive, what are the preparations? Are you going to be meeting with electoral officials or the electoral commission? And, you know, what are your anticipation?
Very much so. We only go where we're invited by the legitimate authorities, in this case, the Sierra Leone National Elections Commission. And they have enthusiastically welcomed the Carter Center to send its group of impartial observers that will probably come from some 15 or 20 countries, including mostly from African countries, to be deployed. And we meet with them and understand their concerns and evaluate the preparations for the election, because one of the important elements in the final report that we render is whether or not the voters were adequately registered, whether they had the kind of support services going in that any election observation body and should be looking at, and that the management body, the national management body, should be providing. That's all part of the elements that make for a decent, credible election.
There are some concerns raised by some residents in countries where elections are held, especially in Africa, saying that international observers usually monitor polls in mainly urban areas and not the rural areas where they think electoral mock practices are basically orchestrated. What would be different from your electoral observer group?
Well, that's a very good question, because there has been a lot of progress made in the development of international and national observer capacities. We belong to an agreed group of about 35 international observers, the European Union, the African Union, the Organization of American States observer groups, as well as non-governmental groups like the National Democratic Institute or the Republican Institute in the United States, or other private groups. We belong to an organization which has set a common set of principles that was signed at the United Nations in 2005. And one of the important criteria is that you have national coverage. You can't be everywhere, but you have to make a determined effort to be widely dispersed in ways that make a credible balance between urban and rural areas. You're absolutely right. The concern that we should have is that all voters, no matter where they're elected, have a fair shot at having their voice properly registered and recorded. And I think we're pretty confident now that we've developed that capacity. We did it in Liberia. By the way, the Carter Center, this will be our fourth Mono River region country having observed elections in Guinea, Cote d'Ivoire, Liberia, and now Sierra Leone. And this was a region of Africa that, as you know, was in the 1990s, the terrible scene of violence and civil conflict, conflict that spread over the borders of these countries, with Sierra Leone having another successful, we hope, election. They've had them in 2002, 2007, and now 2012. We'll begin to get, I hope, an entrenchment of due process, rule of law, and regular democratic elections. But this is going to be a very tough election, this election, a very close election, we imagine.
So what should Sierra Leoneans expect from the Carter Center observer team?
Well, they should expect, first of all, respect and a careful listening to what they're saying, and a dispersal and some uninhibited reporting on what we're finding with regard to the observations that we make. And we will be consulting with the others. I expect ECOWAS and AU and the European Union and other groups will be there. And they should look to us to say whether or not we think this was a credible vote, and if not, where the deficiencies might be that are worth reforming going forward. But at the end of the day, we will say whether or not we determine it was credible. In the latest election in Democratic Republic of Congo, we could not say that the election of Joseph Kabila was credible because of a lot of uncertainties. We couldn't say that it was not a credible election. We just couldn't determine. Whereas in Liberia, there was no question. In Guinea, there was no question. And indeed, in Cote d'Ivoire, there was no question that Alassane Ouattara, the now president of Ivory Coast, had been credibly elected, although the incumbent, Laurent Gbagbo, was very reluctant, as you know, to leave office. So we will take it and call it as we see it. We don't care who wins. We just want the people to get a fair shake.